Okay, guys, we're on the next habit now. This is unit four, and I call it the roar habit. Because I'm like, I am woman, hear me roar, or I am man, hear me roar, either one. What we're going to do now is we're going to use the momentum that you've gathered and you've learned how to do in your big list, little list, and we're going to go after the hardest thing. So here's the reasoning behind it. In the last habit, I told you that each night you make a big list. That's your big imperfect list. It's what you want to accomplish the next day. And then you take the thing that you love the most, that makes you the happiest and excited. You star it, you turn that big list over, and on the back, you make a little list that helps you get that one thing done. So now what you're going to do is you're going to, but I guess I should say, you need to make sure that you actually have these habits down. If you start adding all of these new habits and you haven't accomplished the ones before, you're going to get stuck and you're going to give up. So I really want to make that clear. If you haven't learned how to create sacred time, that's what you've got to worry about first. And then if you haven't learned how to use the worry dump, that 5-minute time block effectively, then you have to focus on that. The next habit about the big list, little list, I want you to have that habit going where that big list comes out of you every night. It's a routine, and that little list happens naturally, and then you can actually get it done in your sacred time. Then you can add on the roar habit. And the roar habit just simply means you're going to now circle not just the easiest thing, you're going to look at that big list each night, and you're going to circle the hardest thing, the most annoying thing, the thing that you don't want to do, you're going to circle that one. And you're going to make a little list for that one as well each night. So you'll have a little list for the easiest thing and a little list for the hardest thing. Now that little list may actually be significantly longer because what you need to do is break it down into a task that's so small and so minute that you know that you can absolutely accomplish it. If you don't make that little list detailed enough, you're not going to get that nice momentum of check, 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 check as you're running through that list in the morning. You'll get overwhelmed, you'll get paralyzed, and then you won't actually do it. The theory behind this is this: when you're riding a bike and you see that there's a big hill ahead, but there's a downhill first, it's so much easier. If I put you on a flat surface and I tell you to bike up a hill, you're going to have a hard time. But if I give you a nice running start, a nice downhill first, you get all that momentum. And yes, you still have to pedal, and yes, it's still going to be tricky at the very top of that hill, but you're going to get so much momentum, you're going to get there so much faster. So, this is essentially giving you a little hit of accomplishment, a little splash of adrenaline, dopamine, whatever that happy hormone is in the brain. And then what will happen is you will go right from your little list of your easy thing into your little list of your hard thing, and you're going to push through. Now, some of you, if you get into this habit and you start finding that you're getting your easy thing done and you're getting your hard thing done, if you still have time left in your sacred time, you can go back to your big list, circle something new, spend 5 or 10 minutes making a little list for it, and then go and do it. Some of you may not even need to do the little list because you will have had so much momentum from getting a nice happy thing done and a hard thing done that you'll be able to bang out more things on your big list more easily without even having to create those little lists. So that's what I want you to accomplish. All of these habits need to be in place before we go to the next set of habits that are coming soon.